This force field analysis is very instructive to us. I mean, it even applies to the body. A lot of these diet programs that get you to crash into something, say, fast weight loss, most of it is water and part muscle and so forth, and gradually you starve the body, and then the body sends off its own signals, it's going into a starvation mode, so it clings onto its fat supply sources, and then you can almost gain weight on few calories a day. There's so much evidence, you just can't violate natural processes. That's why it'd be good if medicine and if organizations would take leader roles and start working on the chronic sources. You know what skills it would require in doctors? Education skills, motivation skills, performance agreement skills. And then if you worked at the organizational level and you only paid them when you were well, you might really start to have an effect. The HMO concept is based on that, but society doesn't want it yet. That's why it's still into alleviating acute illness. Questions on this? Yes, comments.
You pick out, for some reason, 7 chronic problems. Clearly, there's many, many, many problems if you look at that system as an ecosystem, because any one piece being out of balance throws the whole thing out of balance and is going to lead to some kind of problem. Why do you choose these particular 7?
Well, I guess for 2 reasons, that it helps people to get a handle that I can start working on those 7 instead of throwing 57 and they just don't know where should I start. Second, I think those are so foundational that you can start gathering data and you can use it as a baseline. And because, like you say, it is a massive ecosystem, even if you work on a lot of other things besides those 7, you're working on those 7 because it covers everything. You'll notice that those 7 essentially covered the entire PS paradigm.
From an effectiveness point of view, Stephen, though, I would think that I wouldn't necessarily want people to go out and start to work on all 7. I would suggest that we want to use the PS paradigm to diagnose the system, find the one that is leading to the most problems, and that if we balance that system, that we could resolve some problems, or is that too singular and not holistic?
Well, no. I think that what you say may be the case. I can see some situations where the best approach is just to start with self. Is my life congruent? Then my emotional bank account. Then the empowerment, you know, win-win performance partnership or agreement that I have with people immediately around me. Then try to build my credibility to where I can work. But I might be in a position where I feel pretty good about my emotional bank account with my immediate people, and I see an opportunity to really go to work on some structures and systems very, very rapidly. Are there any questions about this principle-centered process of developing mission statements or performance agreements or working on, say, all 7 or 1 or 2 of those chronic problems, which eventually are involved at all 4 levels? Any questions on the process? Because that's a very, very key concept, that there is a process. You're dealing with driving and restraining forces. Kirk Lewin, the great sociologist, developed this analytical tool, which is widely accepted and respected. Force field, see? Everything stays in a state of equilibrium. Forces driving both ways. But if it doesn't come naturally, the key, through involvement of people, you can cause these forces to become driving forces. By involving your people in the problem that are restraining the team spirit because of the demands over here, you can turn that energy into a driving force. See, most people who are into control, what do they focus on? The driving or the restraining? Why driving?
So they can control the driving forces.
They control it. What else?
They're logical.
Logical.
Economic.
They're within their comfort zone.
Right.
They usually are economic. Restraining forces are more emotional and social. Now think carefully. Think carefully. If you were to give your energies to driving forces, your primary energies to driving forces or to restraining forces, what would be the best?
Restraining forces.